Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of neuroscience. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school neuroscience course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master neuroscience. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaway section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: neurons and glial cells, the synapse, somatic sensory system, peripheral motor system, autonomic nervous system, senses, brain anatomy, spinal cord anatomy and function, limbic system, cranial nerves, neurotransmitters, mental illness and the brain, and memory and learning. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in neuroscience with the correct answers. Audio Learn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school neuroscience course. Now, let's get started. This course is primarily designed to cover all of the basic issues related to neuroscience, particularly as it applies to the human nervous system and its illnesses. Neuroscience involves the study of neurons and how they interact so that they can affect human behavior, including memory, learning, thoughts, and even physical symptoms. The first chapter will start the course with a discussion of the basis of neuroscience, that of neurons and their supporting glial cells. Neurons are the electrically active cells of the central and peripheral nervous system, while glial cells are generally not electrically active, but support the neurons in several ways. The synapse will be discussed in the second chapter of the course. Neurotransmission depends on the synapse, which is the gap between neurons or between neurons and end organs that are chemically active but send an electrical signal to the next cell in the synapse, called the postsynaptic cell. The third chapter of the course will involve a discussion of the somatosensory system. There are receptors in the skin and viscera which pick up sensory information and send it to the brain for interpretation. These receptors and how they pick up sensory information is the focus of this chapter. The fourth chapter of the course will focus on the motor system of the neurological system, which has central and peripheral areas of function. The motor system usually involves skeletal muscles under voluntary control, although there are involuntary aspects to the motor system as well. The autonomic nervous system will be the subject of the fifth chapter of this course. The autonomic nervous system is partly under emotional control, but is largely subconscious. It involves the regulation and homeostasis of body mechanisms, such as heart rate, respiratory rate, digestion, and the fight or flight response. The sixth chapter of the course will include a thorough discussion of the senses. These are five major senses and many non-traditional senses. There are specialized sensory receptors that control the picking up of senses so that the body can interact with the environment in a meaningful way. The seventh chapter of the course is intended to cover the subject of brain anatomy. There are four main lobes to the cerebrum, which is the thinking part of the brain. There are parts of the brain not under voluntary control, including the midbrain, the cerebellum, and the brainstem. The anatomy and function of the spinal cord will be the topic of discussion in the eighth chapter of the course. The anatomy of the spinal cord includes a discussion of the white matter tracts and the gray matter tracts.